This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Riley, people who celebrate pooches' birthdays, where do you stand on that?
Oh, I'm not a fan, to be honest. I don't know when my dog's birthday is.
I don't understand when people know either. However, I'm on board with this party. A bulldog by the name of Mr. Wrinkles was thrown a surprise birthday party at a bar.
Oh, my God.
So what happened is there were 25 people in a bar standing around, mingling, sure, you know, sipping on their adult beverages, quaffing down. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, a man walked in with a dog on a leash, and people cheered. I've got some audio from the night.
Thank you.
As you can see there, Mr. Wrinkles is in a lovely little Christmas sweater, flashing lights.
You know what? For me, this sits in the same category, and I know a lot of people out there do this, so I'm going to probably pee a lot of people off, but it's in the same category as having a first birthday party.
Oh, for kids?
Yeah.
They don't remember it.
They don't know what's going on.
And I think you're buying presents for the parents, not the child.
Yeah, and I think it's just a good excuse for adults to eat cupcakes and cocktail franks, to be honest.
My favourite thing of this whole story is the dog's name.
Wrinkly.
Mr. Wrinkles.
Is it because he's like a pit bull and he's got...
He's a bulldog.
A bulldog. I don't know.
And he's got lots of wrinkles.
Oh, okay.
Good. And they're like, his name's Mr. Wrinkles.
Very creative.
But it's a girl.
What's that mean?
I'm joking.
Okay, on Monday night, it was a super moon. Now, I was actually wondering why I was feeling a little bit cray-cray this week. So I did a little bit of research, Seamus, and I uncovered actually what the super moon is all about. Okay, so this week, guys, you might have noticed the moon is totally massive. There's only one reason for it, and it's a supermoon. What is a supermoon, I hear you ask? Well, it wasn't until 1979 that Richard Knoll first defined the supermoon, which is now a widely used term. The astrologer explained that the phenomenon is a new moon, which occurs when the moon is at nearly 90% of its closest approach to Earth in a given orbit. So that means it's 226,000 miles away, which is considered super. So, how often does a supermoon happen? Mm. The scientific event is fairly uncommon. It can occur around every 14 full moons.
Wow.
Okay, now all the boring stuff is out of the way. How does the moon actually affect us, the supermoon? It's got a magnifying effect, not only making the moon bigger, but our experiences, sensations, and memories may feel even more intense under the moonbeams. A supermoon's energy can prompt you to react strongly to news that you'd normally let roll off your back. Mm. If it feels like your emotions have been cranked up to 11, you might have the moon to thank. Of course, the holiday season might have something to do with it, making people a little bit nutty and stressed out and influencing our snappy behaviour. Sure, the supermoon might make us all crazy, but its intensity can also be harnessed to kick you in the butt, fueling your projects with more gusto and using the moon's influence to your advantage to hit the ground running. If anyone asks you today, WTF, what's your problem? Or why are you crying in the office supply cupboard? Just say, the moon made me do it. What are you thinking, Seamus?
I'm thinking that you love this because you're going to walk around and do whatever you want. You're going to throw people's things out of the way. You're going to bark at people and give them little sassy eyes and go, it's the moon, guys. It's not me.
You know I have a deep connection to the moon. Mm. I need my own moon segment.
I think... No. I think that's very interesting, though. So, hang on. How far is the moon from Earth again?
226,000 miles.
226,000. That's incredible. So far away. So, this is the biggest. This is the closest it is to Earth.
Yeah.
This is incredible. I love this stuff.
So far away, yet so close to us.
Amen. Riley, as you know, I'm quite confident.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times in talking to someone, especially someone I've just met, I don't have much of a filter.
No, and I've noticed that you like to go really deep really quickly.
Yeah.
So you'll be literally like, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? And you've just met this person.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, this filter, this having no filter has gotten me into some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was in the line at the beer festival over the weekend and I did something and I thought, geez, you just can't really say that. So I've come up with a new segment called...
Things You Can't Say in Public.
You can't say that. So I was in the line at the beer festival, and I'd had a little bit of Dutch courage, if you will. So that gets rid of what little filter is left.
Oh, absolutely. This is often happens in the lines, in toilets as well.
Yep. I was talking to this guy, and I just said, "Hey, mate, where are you from?" He's from Sydney. I said, "Oh, cool. Where do you live?" "Live in the North Shores of Sydney." I said, "Oh, cool, man. What do you do with yourself?" He goes, "I'm a nurse." I said, "How can you afford to live in the northern beaches of Sydney on a nurse's wage?"
Don't nurses get paid well?
No,
I don't know.
No. They're not very well paid at all. And I thought, geez, mum and dad must be doing all right.
Wow.
And he was like, "Well, I guess they're doing okay." Things you can't say in public.
Oh, you can't say that.
Did he get offended?
A little.
Oh, God.
But it wasn't like he didn't go like, "Oh, how dare you." Oh, he just kind of rolled his eyes. I'm like, "Oh, this idiot."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could imagine.
So what do you think, Riley? Can I bring that segment back? Do you like
it? Have you got any more?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I'm always saying inappropriate things.
I'm sure some more will come up. Some people were a little bit disappointed over Amazon Australia's launch yesterday.
Yeah.
Some people are saying it's actually pretty overpriced. And a lot of the products are just coming from China anyway. Mm, so okay. Still going to be a bit of a delay in shipping.
Yeah.
I don't really shop online, do you?
No. I have recently for two items.
Yeah.
But I'm not an online shopper. I like to see the item. I like to play with it. I like to try it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Walk around in them.
100%.
Stand in the mirror for about 20 minutes going, before I buy.
Having said that, though, Afterpay is the most incredible invention ever.
I don't know what this Afterpay is, but I don't like it.
Okay. Well, if you don't know what Afterpay is... Wait, you don't even know what it is. How can you not like it?
Well, because it's scary and I don't like new things. I'm like an old man.
It's so cool. So, okay, for example, if you purchase something for $100 on an online shopping distributor, and instead of paying for that $100 right then, like you normally would have to do, you can actually have an option to do Afterpay. So that means that it might be a $25 payment that comes out of your account weekly. And for 4 weeks, that payment comes out and you pay it off, essentially. It's kind of like having a credit card.
I don't like
this. No interest though, by the way. You only pay for that $100. It's incredible.
I feel as though there's some sort of like an achievement when you go, "I really want that." So every week I'm going to put a little bit of money aside and next payday I'm going to buy that item that I want to get, and then it's an achievement. You're like, "Yes, I bought this."
Seamus, that's what Afterpay is, except you're getting the product immediately.
Doing it the other way. But I just don't like the idea of getting something and then needing to pay for it afterwards, because what happens? Just say I get a pair of shoes.
Okay.
And then something happens to those pair of shoes. A dog eats them. Well, now I've got to pay $25 a week for them.
I mean, don't let your dog near shoes.
my bad.
13, 12, 16, Afterpay. Are you for or are you against it?
I'm against. I'm putting that out there right now. I prefer lay-by. It's exciting.
Yeah. You know what? Lay-by is the exact same thing as well, except you're not getting it.
It's in reverse.
Afterpay is like you're treating yourself immediately.
But knowing me, this is why I don't have a credit card, because knowing me, I'd put 100 things on Afterpay and then just have no money for the rest of my life.
I'm putting it out there. We are asking 13, 12, 16, Afterpay for or against. I'm going to say nobody on the border is against it.
13, 12, 16, you're live on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Afterpay for or against? Where do you stand?
100% for Afterpay.
For Afterpay?
How good is it?
It's amazing. Yep. I can get my products straight away.
Yep, exactly.
What do you buy on Afterpay?
Oh, clothes mostly.
Yeah. There's a lot of people getting amongst Afterpay at the moment. Thank you for that.
No worries.
All right. Afterpay for or against? We'll keep your calls coming in.
13, 12, 16. 13, 12, 16, Afterpay, for or against? I'm against.
Why?
Well, I just don't like the idea of having something and then having to pay for it afterwards, something of lesser value, you know, something you don't necessarily need.
Well, you might buy unnecessary stuff, but other people buy things that they need.
Yeah, but I don't, like, it's mine. I bought it with my own money.
Nah, it's a magical system where you can get what you want right now and you can pay it off within 4 weeks or 6 weeks. Or 8 weeks. It doesn't matter. I'm actually not too sure how it works. It
gives me anxiety. We've got Sue from Thaguna on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Sue.
Morning.
Now, Sue, what do you think? Because you've used lay-by before.
Oh, endlessly, and I hate waiting.
All right. See, I prefer to wait. It's exciting when you actually, yes, it's only a week away, yes, and then you get it and you're like, woo, I achieved life.
Yeah, well, Christmas only comes but once a year, and that, to me, is Christmas. I don't want Christmas every day. I just want my goods when I want my goods.
Yeah, exactly. What kind of stuff do you put on labour to, like, are you buying for yourself or are these presents?
Oh, I'm buying for myself. I'm buying for my near little grandbaby. I'm buying for my kids, everybody.
Yep. So you're a fan of Afterpay, Sue?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'll be using it. I wasn't sure about it because I didn't know much about it. But, yeah, you know, the more I hear about it, the more I want to use it.
Absolutely.
It scares me. Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.
The votes are in. Afterpay for the win.
I should get something off Afterpay.
Yeah, and then you'll love it.
And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm buying everything.
Converted. And then you'll have no money.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.